We're learning Masech, the Steinus, the Afyudeis, and the Aleph. The Gemara is in the Sugya of Mesanim L'Shoyis. The Gemara discussed in Yon Aleph and Mebeis, the Shaila, if we hold Mesanim L'Shoyis and not Mesanim L'Shoyis, is there such a thing as a Tainus for a few hours, or does the Tainus have to be the entire day? And here the Gemara gives Pratim, how it works Mesanim L'Shoyis. There's one, and the Sugya asks the following question. He says, what's an Afkimina of Mesanim L'Shoyis? If someone wants to fast for a few hours, who's going to stop him? As a vector Edva. Elam, are you going to say that Afkimina is like a Mitfilis Tainus, as you say, Anenu? We said, but the Gemara, and Afinal from Abbeis had it said, that you are Mesanim L'Shoyis, but you don't say the Tfilis Tainus. So if you don't say the Tfilis Tainus anyway, what's the difference? Mind these two studim. Do you say Ein Mesanim L'Shoyis? Or do you say Mesanim L'Shoyis, and you don't say the Tfilis Tainus? If you're not going to say Tfilas Tainus in either tzad, so again, what's an afkimin if you're Mesanim L'Shoyis? So Rashi says that if you hold Ein Mesanim L'Shoyis, you don't have to fast. It's not a Kabbalah of Ein Tainus Kol. Rashi says, "Rimatzel Lechel V'Lisid B'Sechet Tainus Rishis B'Yaday." Rashi says that a number of times throughout the sugya. Whenever the Gemara says it's not considered a Tainus, like if you hold Ein Mesanim L'Shoyis, so even the Maskana then, Mesanim L'Shoyis is only if you're going to be not going to eat the entire day. If you can eat during the day, then it's not a tainus at all. And Rashi says, so you don't have to fast. He says about the Anshe Mishma, he says about Rabbi Yechonah, hey, betanis shav lebesi, you don't have to fast. In fact, the Ritva, what do you mean? It's a neder. The Gemara said before, Megillas tainus, that if someone made a neder to fast, someone's Mekabel tainus, and then Megillas tainus came, it depends which came first. If his neder came before our Takana, so then the nether wins, if the Takana is before nether, then the Takana wins. You see, it's a nether. So if it's a nether, what's the difference if you're making a nether to fast for a long time or a short time? A nether doesn't make a difference. But the Ritva Lamaisa holds like Rashi. He also brings it from Rabbeinu Agadol, it means the Ramban. That you don't have to fast. If it's not a tainus, you don't have to fast. And he explains like this. He says, normally a nether is when you ask for a chefsa. That's what a nether is. You say, this thing is asr on me. You make a chalais isr on the chayfetz. That's what the Gemara says in the Dharm. The Dharm is an isr chayfetz. You make a chalais isr neder on the chayfetz. Here you're not making any isr on the chayfetz. It's on the gavra. You're being mekabel tainus on yourself. That's not a neder. So what is it? What's the neder? It's like a kabbalas mitzvah. The neder is like a kabbalas mitzvah. We say, then on the gavra. This is what he says also. We find in the Dharm chalon advar mitzvah. If someone says matzah is asr on me, then he doesn't eat matzah on Pesach, etc. Shvua is not. If someone says a shvua that he won't eat matzah, the shvua is not chal. It's a nishba levatel. It's a mitzvah. It's not chal. He eats matzah. But a neder is chal dvar mitzvah. Someone makes a neder and asks the matzah on him. The neder is chal. So what's if shabbat and megillas tainus? He can't make an idri tainus when it's megillas tainus. Why not? The darim chal dvar mitzvah. Teretz is the darim chal dvar mitzvah when it's an isa chefza. You ask for the chayfetz, and immediately you can't use it for the mitzvah. Now, shaykin nisa gavra doesn't work on the mitzvah. It's like a shvur, it's not chal on the mitzvah. That's a tainit the ritva. But this is the yisayin. The ritva holds. Same thing you have. Kol tainish a makabal of my baydayim. Let's see a makabal the tainis, not me baydayim. Wait until nine, then you makabal tainis. We'll discuss the prate advarim. Are you allowed to eat? Zok the ritva, yes. Rashi also. You're allowed to eat. It's not an edit. And that's what he says, it's Nidrei Mitzvah, so whenever, according to Chazal, doesn't fit into the Gidrei Tainus, so it's not a Mitzvah B'chal. If it's not a Mitzvah B'chal, it doesn't pass Nidrei Mitzvah B'chai Gavna. But the Rosh is Mavur, and we'll speak out the Rosh more about Riches a little bit later, but the Rosh is Mavur, that either way, you're going to have to be Mesana because of the Nedr. Even if it doesn't fit with the Gidrei Tainus, like a Tainus Shayis with your tongue Klum, and if you like, you wouldn't make the neder by yom, you still would have to keep your neder. So what's the nafkimina l'gav mesan and shayis? The Rosh has two nafkiminas. He says the gav itfilas tainus. And like the Dvar pointed out, that can't be the only nafkimina, because the Gemara had it said that you mesan and l'shayis and you still don't say the itfilas tainus. But al-kabonim, it is a nafkimina l'gav itfilas tainus. In other words, whenever you don't have the gather of mesan and l'shayis, like by Tom Klum, then you don't do the itfilas tainus. And there's another nafkimina. Let's say someone has a Kabbalah that he's going to sign a certain amount of days. So could he count the tainus shayis as a kiyum of his Kabbalah? If you hold mesanim l'shayis, he could. If you hold ein mesanim l'shayis, for ba'ifin it's not called the tainus shayis, then he can't. Taisa Vaidizar Daflamadal Namalaf also holds that way, that that even if you hold Aim Masana Mushais, it still would not be allowed to eat because of the nether. And the Psak, it's really in Shulchan Aruch Pasuk is that way. Simatovka of Samach Bey Sifyan Aleph, that even if you hold Aim Masana Mushais, in all these cases, it's not a tainus fine. You won't be Makayim your mitzvah's tainus with it. You wouldn't say Tfilah's tainus. But you're still not allowed to eat. The nidatainus is chal al kapanim that would ask you for meeting. Machalik is Rishayim, but that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Now this Amud starts with Evchista's Memra, that Hada Am Misan al Mashayis Vushlo Tom Klum Mana Erev. That's one girsa. Rashi apparently had a girsa Vushlo Tom Klum Kalaisa Yain. So Machalik is Rishayim had to understand Evchista. The way Rashi learns, and that's also what the Rosh and the Ran is, there's two memes of Rav Chisda. One is Hushla Atom Klum Ko Eisa Yayim. That means eating before the Tainish Shais would be Mavatal the Tainish Shais. And the other one was Kal Tainish Le Shakal of Cham Alav Shmei Tainish, which means that eating after the Tainish Shais also doesn't work. So you can end up having to fast the entire day. If you ate before the Tainish Shais, it doesn't work. That's the first meme of Rav Chisda. If you ate after the Tainish Shais, also doesn't work. That's the second meme of Rav Chisda. Right? And then the Gemara says, so why isn't it just the Tainus Ma'aliyah? And the Gemara is going to answer, we're going to explain the Gemara's Teret soon. But first, the Rambam holds it's really on one name, but the Rif is also mashman that way. The Rif only brings down the second name of Avchista, called Tainus Lashakal Chamalam Shmei Tainus. He doesn't bring the first name of that Ha'ushloi Tom Klumana Erev. And he's not Garis Ushloi Tom Klumana Kol Eisiyim, he's Garis Ushloi Tom Klumana Erev. And then Rav Chisda L'Tamei, you see Ben Echanan on the side is also saying there, Rav Chisda L'Tamei, the Amr Rav Chisda, Kol Tainus L'Shakav Cham L'Eishim L'Tainus. So the main thing is, the day has to end with Tainus. But the beginning, it doesn't have to begin with the Tainus. So the Rambam holds, if you ate before the Tainus Shais, then you still could have a Tainus Shais. But to make a Tainus Shais, and after the Tainus Shais, that's not called a Tainus Shais. The Yishayim bring the Yishalmi, says like the Rambam, it's in Mesechnas Nedarim, the beginning of Periches, Kainim Yayin, it says like this, Milsa de Rabbi Yechon Am Mesan al Hashayis. Rabbi Yechon holds Mesan al Hashayis. The Amr Rabbi Yechon, I'm Eini Betanis Ad the Nichsel Pirkin, I'm going to be Betanis till we finish the Perik. Then it says, Milsa de Rabbi Yechon Am Mesan al Hashayis. Rabbi Yechon, how holds Mesan al Hashayis? How do we know? Rabbi Yechon have the Betzur. Rabbi Yechon was in a city called Tzur. Veshama the Damach Rabbi, and he heard that Rabbi died. Even though he ate cheese and drank water, ask Yom B'Tainis, he still finished that day B'Tainis. And then it says, Milsa D'Rav Amasana M'Shayis, D'Amar Rav Leiva Adam Tanisa Perei. We'll have to see why that's that Masana M'Shayis, because you could borrow the Tainis and pay back. We'll have that in the Gemara in Daf Yudbeisim and Beis. Al-Kabana, that's the Yishalmi. So you see from the Yishalmi that you could be Masana M'Shayis, particularly from Rabbi Yehuda. This Rabbi Yehuda said that he ate cheese and drank water, but then he heard that Rebbe died, and he was Masana the rest of the day. Vaisis Masana L'Shais. So the Rosh says that the Yishalmi argues on the Bavli. Yishalmi doesn't hold of either name of Rav Chisda. And the Rambam brings the Raya, because the Yishalmi brought Rabbi Yechanan. And Rabbi Yechanan said Masana L'Shais, or in B'tainis Ad Nechsel Pirkin, it sounds like you're not going to be Shakal Chami either. That's not the Rambam. The Rambam says you have to end the day B'tainis. You just don't have to have the beginning of the day. Yishalmi sounds like you don't need either one. So you see, it's not the Yishalmi's arguing. And the Bavli explained to Bechanan that it wasn't a Tainus, it was the Shmuti Nashi Benesiyu David. But the Rosh is another Pshat in the Yishalmi. Not the Pshat that is a Tainus Shais, but the Pshat is Yimachuiv to Mekayim in Eder. That's what it means, Masana Mashais. So that's what we're saying over the Sheet to Sarash, that even if you ain't the Sana Mashais, you still have to Mekayim and Eder. So Agamar is talking about whether it's a Tainus, whether it could be Eitz, that you didn't add the Tainus, whether you could say an Enu. And the Yisham is talking about if you Mechuy, you have not to eat. So mainly, it's very good also the Raya of Lava Adam in Tanisa Pereya. Because the Pshat is, we'll see in the Sugya then, a person said, I'll be Masana today. So if he wants, he could go and say, no, I'll change my mind. Instead of being Masana today, I'll be Masana tomorrow. That's what the Gemara says. So Yishalmi brings Raya from there, Masana Mashayis. What's the Shaykhis to Masana Mashayis? But Masana whole day. It's just you could change the day. Teretz is, you have a kasha. He made an edit to Masana today. So how could he change it to tomorrow? In the Chanami, mitzad the Tainus. Mitzad the Kabbalah's mitzvah of the Tainus. He could fast a different day. But what about the nether? The nether not to eat. The Teretz is for that. A tiny shayis is good enough. Since there was part of the day we didn't eat, say, what's Mekayim is nether tainis? For that, a tiny shayis is good enough. For the Etzim tainis yayim, there is Mekabel, then he could do a different day. But an Etzim shot of the Gemara, right? The Gemara says, Hodam, Mesanam, Mesayish, Tom, Klum, Baisiyayim. So let's go with the Rishayim first. It has to be, the only way it's a tiny shayis if you didn't eat the entire day. So, fight the Gemara, I'm the Abayu Tainis Mali see. If you need the entire day, see, had a regular tainis. Why is it a tainis shayis? So the Gemara says, Lechicha de Mluche Yamliche. So the Rosh explains, see, it's a Machlaikis Rishayim. The Rosh brings down a Machlaikis Rishayim. We have, by a tainis gomer, you have to mekabel the tainis the day before. That's what the Gemara says, I'm a Shmuel, called tainis shakilam beidayim laf tainisu. Does that apply also to a tainis shayis? You have to mekabel a tainis shayis if it works the day before. So the Ramban and the Ran and Rashi Lechayr is before also that way, that a tainis shayis, you don't have to mekabel the day before. You mekabel the tainis shayis on the day of the tainis, as long as you mekabel it before the tainis shayis starts. Now this is how they learn. Shmuel says called tainis kumah yem lef tainis, he's talking about a tainis gomer. Now a tainis gomer, this is the chiddush, it starts at night. You have to mekabel the day before. Why? Even though you don't actually fast by night, you could be eichel v'shayis by night. We spoke about this in the previous year. But the ma'isa aneinu you say by night according to Rav Yishayim. So the tainis really starts by night. So that's why you have to mekabel the tainis before the tainis starts. By a tainis gomer, when does a tainis start? The whole day is a tainis. The whole 24 hours is be'etzim a tainis. Now the isra achila starts in the morning. That being a right, you see at the end of the summer that if you went to sleep, then you talk after fast. I says the whole day is a yom tainis. So the Kabbalah has to be before the yom tainis. That's what I see in the day. Mashiach and the tainis shayis only those hours. So you have to mekabel before those hours. That's good enough. But the Rosh holds not the way. The Rosh holds that even the tainis shayis, you have to mekabel in b'yayim. And that's what it says in Taisus and Avodah Zarah Daf Tov Dalet also. You need a kabbalah in b'yayim. So the Rosh, as Maz Betaiches the Gemara, both according to the Rishayim that say that you don't need Kabbalah in Beidyayim, and according to him that says you do need a Kabbalah in Beidyayim. According to the Rishayim say you don't need a Kabbalah in Beidyayim, the Gemara goes like this. You can misan a shayis, but has to be, you can't eat the whole day. In fact, if you eat the whole day, it's a full tainis. Leitzricha the Mluche and Mluche means like this. Leitzricha, that you didn't eat the whole day, but the beginning of the day wasn't the shame tainis. You never become a bed yet. You, this is what Rashi says also. You, Rashi says, but I declawed this on this. You weren't planning on fasting. Came in third, you didn't eat till the chatzah. But now he decided, he changed his mind. So when was the Kabbalah's tainis? In the middle of the day. So that's not a tainis of a whole day, that's a tainis shayis, because he didn't have a Kabbalah for a whole day. When was the Kabbalah? The Kabbalah was in the middle of the day. That was, it means a mluchi imlach. So the tainis has to last till the end of the day. That's the second name of Rav Chista. So two tnam about a tainis shayis. First of all, it has to last till the end of the day. And second of all, it has to be that you didn't eat before the tainis. So how do you manage that? Why isn't that a tainis gomer? The Teretz is, you need to eat before the tainis, not with the Kabbalah's tainis. You mekabel the tainis midway through the day. And the tainis lasts till the end of the day. And that's a tainis shayis. Otherwise, it's not a tainis shayis. But the Rosh holds even the tainis shayis you have to mekabel the day before. You always have to mekabel the day before. So what does it mean? If you mekabel the day before, why isn't it a tainis gomer? So Mluchi Imluch means like this. You mekabel the day before to misana the first part of the day. That's when you mekabel, but not the whole day. And afterwards you change your mind and you ended up fasting the entire day. So you have to mekabel the day before for part of the day, but you weren't planning on fasting the other part of the day. And then when it came Lamaisa that day, you changed your mind and you decided to fast the whole day. It's not called the tainus of the yayim because you weren't mekabel the tainus of the entire yayim before. But you mekabel the tainis shayis before, and the pile you didn't eat the whole day. In the mail, that's why it's called the tainis. Now, nafkamina, like the Rosh says, that you say aneinu, and that it could count if you made off to fast a certain amount of days. This day could count because you weren't mekabel the day before. You only mekabel shayis, but lemaisa you didn't eat the whole day, and that's why it's a tainis. Now, the Rambam holds even if you ate before the tainis, it works. So the Rambam holds the third shot. The Rambam holds that you could eat before the taimis. It's a taimis shois if from the time you makabel to the end of the day. But so according to the Ram, this is what it means. The Gemara thought means you didn't eat the entire day. So Gemara says, "Om avayim atayinus malisu." And for the Gemara, the Sheikh the Mulchi Imluch means you ate already before. After you ate, you decided to masan until the rest of the day, and that works because al kapanim, you didn't eat till the end of the day. So those are the three pshatim in the Gemara. The Ramban, Rashi, and the Ramban and the Ram agreed to him, hold that the pshat is that you weren't makabel the day before. You have to not eat the whole day. But you only makabel tainus in the middle of the day when you realize you weren't eating till now. You might as well end the rest of the day betainus, and that's a tainus shayis. Even though you makabel the day before, you makabel during the day. The rushos you had to makabel the day before. The mlucha imluch was you only makabel the day before to masanus shayis, and you change your mind. You end up fasting the whole day. And the Rambam holds that you taka ate that day, and you makabel after you ate for the rest of the day of the tainus. And that works, again, like the Rishonim, that hold, you know, that a tainus shay, you have to makabel the day before. Now, we have the Gemara early in Daf Yud Aleph in the days. The Gemara says that if someone is makabel tainus, even if he eats and drinks the whole night, l'machir is mispal tefilas tainus, lun betanisai ain't mispal tefilas tainus. What does that mean? He's makabel tainus for one day, but he ended up continuing the tainus into the next day. The entire night he didn't eat either. He wakes up in the morning, he still didn't eat for 24 hours, but still, he's not mispalat filas tainus. So the Gemara, Rav Yosef thought the reason why he doesn't have to mispalat filas tainus is because ain't misana mishayis, or misana mishayis ain't mispalat filas tainus. But the Gemara says no. Here it's different because they can shayis halal the kibble ain't miyikara. So the Rosh says, after I finish this Gemara, the Gemara wanted to call it misana mishayis, but the Gemara's problem was that you weren't mekabel before. Vices, you have to makabel me'esmol, because otherwise, fek the rush, what do you mean he wasn't makabel before? He's makabel at night. He's makabel at night. Elamai, the makabel at night's not good enough for a tainus shayis. The Gemara was trying to say that this should work as tainus shayis, and bring a raya that tainus shayis is aim the sanim shayis, walk upon him, tainus shayis, you're not misspelled, feel this tainus. So you want it to work, then as tainus gom, as tainus shayis. The Gemara says, no, it can't work as tainus shayis, because you weren't makabel me'esmol. But what do you mean, Vector Rosh? If I do makabel by night, Elamai have to makabel before the night. Elamai have to makabel by day, even by a tiny shayis, mamish before the Gemara. As I Vector Rosh Akasha. And Mela, from this Gemara, the Rosh is machriach his pshat, that even a tiny shayis have to makabel the day before. So what's pshat in the Rishayim and all the tiny shayis you have to makabel the day before? The Gemara was discussing tiny shayis. And still the Gemara says the problem is you weren't makabel. The Teretz is Rashi, and the Ran, a mashmet that there was no Kabbalah. There was zero Kabbalah. You are mamshich your tainus with any Kabbalah. So the Beis Meir says an interesting thing in Siman Tav Kaf Samach Beis Siftes. He says that they're arguing l'shitasa. There's a machlokes if Kabbalah's tainus could work belave. The Rosh says that Kabbalah's tainus could work belave. He brings her a benetah. Belave is also good enough. The Ran could hold that Kabbalah's tainus needs dafka b'veh. So tainus the Beis Meir, that's the machlokes. The Rosh says, "Al karchi makabel tainus," because what were you doing here, right? You're having a tainus shayis. You'll be mamshach your tainus for a limited amount of time in the next day. So avadim, that's called the kabbalas tainus. Since you decided to mamshach your tainus, that's the kabbalas tainus. What does the Gemara mean when it says you weren't makabel tainus? It must mean you weren't makabel b'dayin. But Rashi and the Ran hold you need a kabbalah b'peh. So you can say there never was a kabbalah b'peh. He decided to continue the fast, but he never said b'peh that he's makabel tainus. And b'meila, that's why he doesn't say aneinu. So come to a machoik sushayin and pashup shan in the Gemara before. The Gemara before that says that lon b'tanisai, yinamis ba'al tfilas tainus. And the Gemara thought it's because it's a tainus shayis, and the tainus shayis either is no such thing as the tainus shayis, or the tainus shayis you don't say aneinu. And the Gemara says because you weren't makabel, lafi rashi in the man, it means because you weren't makabel b'peh. So the Mela, there is no tainus. According to the Rosh, Kabbalah B'leiv works. And the Chai, the fact that you decided to mamshul the tainus, Avad is a Kabbalah B'leiv. What does it mean? It wasn't a Kabbalah B'leiv. Even a tainus shayis needs a Kabbalah B'leiv. So Achreinim are bothered with the Rambam. The Rambam by tainus shayis said that even if he ate, and then he's makabel tainus, it works. As I state in the Rambam, Perek Aleph Halacha Yigimel, Mis'an Adam Shayis, Vushu Echa Klum Shar Hayayim. You can misan a shayis, but you have to continue to fast till the end of the day. Ketzat. If somebody happened, he was very torrid, he happened not to eat until chatzais, until teisha shayis b'yayim, and he decided to make a tainis for the rest of the day, he could be misana, he could say anenu, because he was mekabel the tainis before the shayis atainis. Mamish mefurish, like the rishonim, that for a tainis shayis, you only kabbalah b'yayim, you just need kabbalah before the shayis atainis. With the chiddush of the Rambam, that you could even have eaten that day. But the Rambam Alachin Aleph says like this. This is how he learns the Gemara on that final from the base. Kibbal b'yayim l'sanis l'machal b'vad. If he's mekabel b'yayim to misana the next day, v'sana, u'b'layla nimlach l'sanis b'yayim asheni. And at night he changed his mind. He decided to continue the fast to the second day. Afa b'shalom b'tanisa, even though he continued the fast, he slept with the tainus, ain't a tainus. V'mneish l'kibbal b'yayim. So he doesn't say because he wasn't mekabel. He says he wasn't mekabel b'yayim. So what's the pshat? The Rambam says the tainis shayis doesn't need kabbalim b'vidyayim. And here the Rambam says that the lon b'tanis ha'inim espal tefilas tainis because he's missing kabbalim b'vidyayim. So as a shtim, why wouldn't the kabbalas tainis be like a tainis shayis they've mekabal by night? We said in Rashi and the Rani he wasn't mekabal anything. But the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says he wasn't mekabalim b'vidyayim. So what's pshat? So the Magen Avraham really asks his kasha. The Magen Avraham says in Siman Tavkam Sarabei Sifkan Dizvav, he says it depends. The Kabbalah has to be before the Tainus starts. So when you're doing a Tainus Shais, you have to be Kabbalah before the Tainus Shais. The Tainus the Magen Avraham, here he wants to fast at night. He's fasting by night. And then he's Mekabel after he started the fast. A Kabbalah after you started the fast, B'chalnashken Kabbalah, doesn't work at all. When you want to make a tainus for a day after mekabel b'yayim, when you want to make a tainus shayis, you have to mekabel before you start the tainus shayis. But if you started the tainus shayis and then you mekabel, that kabbalah doesn't work. The kabbalah wasn't before your tainus. You mekabel in the middle of your tainus and that kabbalah doesn't work. Vayisa sent your son. You don't say it's a kabbalah at least for afterwards. No. Once you mekabel after you started the tainus, and your das in the Kabbalah is to include what you did till now in the tainus, that's not a Kabbalah b'chal, because the Kabbalah isn't before. That's the Magen Avraham. The Mishnah Berurah there, Sifkat Membei, he brings from the Big Day Yesha slightly differently, that if he wants to be Masana an entire day, then the Kabbalah has to be before the night. There's no such thing as being Masana a day which doesn't start by night. The Kabbalah is before the night. If he wants to only Masana Shais, that's before the Shais. If he wants to be Masana an entire day, then the Kabbalah has to be before the night. So Lefizah, the Rambam has a different pshat in the Gemara. The way the Rosh learns, Rav Yosef said, I have a raya that ain't Mesanah Meshoyis, or Mesanah Meshoyis ain't a Mespalat Filas Tainus, because what he's doing here now is a Tainus Shoyis. And what's the answer? You are Mesanah Meshoyis, and Mesanah Meshoyis is Mespalat Filas Tainus, but either, according to the Rosh, even a tainus shayis needs a kabbalim b'yayim, and you're missing the kabbalim b'yayim, the kabbalah was later. Or like the Rashi in the Ran, there was no kabbalah, so you don't have any kabbalah b'chlal. So male, that's why it's not a tainus shayis. Because a tainus shayis says it didn't be kabbalim b'yayim, or because you don't have any kabbalah b'chlal for your tainus shayis. But according to the Rambam, when the Gemara says, shani asmadik shayis le'lekimu le'im mikara, it means that either, according to the Magen Avraham, you started the tainus, the fast that you're creating with the Kabbalah is the fast that you started already. So you don't have the Kabbalah before the tainus. Or according to the Big Dayesh, the pshat is, I don't want a tainus shayis, I want a tainus for the whole day. And a tainus for the whole day needs a Kabbalah b'yayim. So if it's very good, the lashon, ikar shayis delayla d'kiblei mikar. The problem is the hours of the night. If all you wanted was a tainus in the day, then it would work. It's the shayis, the layla, the fact that you're including the night in your tainus, that's the problem. According to the other pshat in the Gemara, that you taka want a tainus shayis, but a tainus shayis gufa needs a kabbalah b'yayim, or you don't have any kabbalah b'chal for your tainus shayis. So ikka shayis the layla is a shver lashin. And so the Gemara Sari takes it out. He says, what are you ikka shayis layla? Like yibale, we're in makabal. Either we're in makabal b'yayim according to the Rosh, or you want Makabal altogether according to the Rashi Rambam. What do you mean Ikashay is the Lelia? But according to the Rambam, you were Makabal. And a tiny sheish doesn't need the Kabbalah Beit Yayin. But here, since the Maisi wanted the Kabbalah to include the night, so therefore you don't have a Kabbalah Kaidim at Tainis, and that's why it doesn't work. That's the Pshat in the Gemara. It fits much better. Ikka sheish to Leli to Lakibalah. So let's see, come. We have a Machalik Zishayinim for Tainis sheish needs the Kabbalah Beit Yayin. The Rosh holds it does. All the other Rishayinim hold it doesn't. And that's a Shaila. What does the Mulchi Imluch mean? According to the Rosh, means you were Makalim Beit Yayin. What's the Taisin of Edizara hold the holds that way? That it means you mekabel in Beit Yayin, but the pshat is you only mekabel shayis and you imluch imluch to do the whole thing. According to the other rishayim, imluch imluch means that you weren't mekabel anything in Beit Yayin during the day. You changed your mind and decided to fast. According to most rishayim, it has to be you didn't eat bechwal that day. And the Rambam was even if you did eat that day and you imluch imluch, it would work out tainus shayis as long as the tainus lasted till the shaka achama. That's the machlekes rishayim. If you guys like in the guys how that masanim shayis like tom klum kol eisa yayim. And Kaltash al-Kacham is two things. One is he can't have eaten before the Tainus Shais, and one is he can't eat after the Tainus Shais. But according to Rambam, there's only one din, you can't eat after the Tainus Shais. You're allowed to eat before the Tainus Shais. And then we said in the Rambam that for a Tainus Shais, you don't need a Kabbalah Beit Yayin. But the problem is, when you have a Belon B'Tanisei, the problem was, since you wanted the Tainus to be the whole day, then you would need the Kabbalah to be Mi Beit Yayin. Now, the Gemara comes out, according to everyone, that if the Tainus doesn't go till the end of the day, it's not a Tainus. And the Gemara brings from the Anshei Mishmar, the Masan of Loi Meshlimim, the Gemara says, Hasam Mitzuri Nafshe Ba'almahu. And other cases also. And Rashi explains that Tzuri Nafshe Ba'almahu is B'chal, not a Tainus. They just didn't want to be separated from the Tzibur. They wanted to be Tzuri Nafshe Mitzibur, it's B'chal, not a Tainus. And Rashi says clearly that you don't say Anenu. The Rambam is also Mavur, that if you're not fasting the entire day, you don't say Anenu. The other place can also, let's move it that way. If you don't fast the entire day, you don't say Anenu. But the Ar Rishayin, the Marachai brings Rishayin that you do say Anenu. As long as the only time you say, Kol Tainus Shashalka V'chamal Av Tainus, you don't say Anenu, is when the Tainus really is the whole day, but you didn't finish it. But the Tainus Metchila was, the Tainus of the Tzuri Ba'alma, part of the day, you could say Anenu. Dar Gamesha brings it, and he brings from the Marai, that that's the meaning, that you say Anenu even in a Tainus Shais. So Dar Gamesha says, that even though Reith Paiskim Paskim, you don't say Anenu. There's only a mean of Paiskim that say you say Anenu, but he says that Lamaisa and Minig is that way, and he says in Shemei Tfilah you could say that the Chazan shouldn't say Anenu Begoyal Reifei, shouldn't make his own bracha of Anenu. But saying Anenu Shemei Tfilah, he says anyway, you'll have to put in your own Tfilahs in Shemei Tfilah. So Mel, there's nothing wrong with saying Anenu, so Mel, that's why we could leave this Minig to say Anenu by Yitana Shais. That's what a lot of people do. When they want to fast the Tainus Shais, even though it's a Tzuri Ba'alma, they say a name like the Ramah. Now the Taz is bothered, how could you say B'yem Sam Tani Seinu? We say it's not a Tainus. Kol Tainus L'Shakal V'chama L'Av Tainus U'Lav Shmei Tainus. How could you say B'yem Sam Tani Seinu? L'Chai Tzom Ezek Shikra. So he was crying, maybe leave out the word B'yem Sam Tani Seinu. Say a name. It was say a name. Keep it Tzari G'dela Nachlo Teifan L'Vshenu, whatever it is. But don't say B'yayim Sayim Tani Seinu. But the Shabur brings from the Paiskim that if you Masan until after Chatzais, you could say B'yayim Sayim Tani Seinu. It's not called Mezik Kishikra because since if you didn't eat the whole first half of the day, if you eat afterwards, it's Gezerik Evan Lechemus, the Gemara says, so Mele could be called the Tainus, and Mele you could say B'yayim Sayim Tani Seinu. One more quick thing. The Gemara talks about the Kabbalah B'Beid Yayim, Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Rav says in Mekabal B'mincha, Shmuel says B'tfilis Mincha. Machlokes Rishayin and what the Machlokes is. Rashi, the Dvar, and the Ran learn that Rav holds that you can, more than Shmuel, the Kabbalah Schal. Shmuel says, Dafka B'Tfilah, and Rav says, you can Mekal B'Mincha. And the Dvar, and the Ran learn hold that according to Rav, even before Mincha works, Shmuel holds it has to Dafka be by Mincha. It's a Shal, the Dvar's Mashma that Shmuel holds it has to Dafka be by the Tfilah. If you're not Mekal by Tfilah, it doesn't work. The Ran is Mashmet Shmuel holds you need the Zman Mincha, but you don't need Mincha Leikuva. It's better to not do it by the Mincha. The Tefillah is not Ma'akev. The Beis Yosef is Mashmet Tefillah is Ma'akev. But the Achreinim, the Bach among Avram, Paskin, that's not Leikuva. There are Moshe Paskins that way in Sivav. That the Tefillah is Mincha is not Leikuva. But Al-Kapanim, the Machloikis, Ram and Shmuel holds you, but Dafka need Tefillah. And that's Lechatchila, and Leikuva has to be at the time of Mincha. And Rav holds, no, you don't need Tefillah Bechlal. And it's not even Lekuva if you don't have it at the time of Mincha altogether. They are Rishayim in the Marinchai, and the Gaius Hashvi, that say Fakarit. That Shmuel, that Rav says you shouldn't say Beit Tefillah. Rav was a Sehefsik. Shmuel says you could be mekabel by tefillah, and Rav says no, you should do it in the zman of mincha, but not by mincha itself.